Cam FM 97.2.
May Bumps.
W2.
And they're off now. Selwyn really starting to accelerate the boat. They took three strokes at three quarters, and then starting to lengthen out now. They've stayed on station and if not gained about 3 feet on the chasing Modulin. Modulin also got off to a bit of a flyer and have pulled away significantly from Murray Edwards. Murray Edwards just rushing their stroke a little bit, not quite getting enough connection to the water and not moving the boat as efficiently as they could be. But trailing Murray Edwards, they've stayed about on station, as have Trinity Hall, which bodes well for the rest of the course. But down below, Homerton have already been bumped by Darwin. And so Cruz, Pembroke and Emmanuel have managed to navigate their way through that quick bump from Darwin, who got off to a real flyer, racing nice and highly, managing to get up to an efficient speed and really reeling in the Homerton. The Pembroke coach just flying past on the bike has been telling the Pembroke stroke to settle into a nice pace rhythm as they think this one's going to play out over the whole distance of the course, given that Fitzwilliam are about 12 to 15 lengths ahead due to that bump. I'm now going to flick to Daisy. What do you see?
Hi, so I'm in the gap and I can see Maudlin W1 about half a length from Selwyn W1 as they go into Breast Corner. They might close that further, but at the moment there's only two still.
Oh, can you flick to me? Can you flick to Shem?
W1, followed by Fitz W1. Shem, what can you see? Ben, what can you see?
Okay, so Sydney Sussex are being overlapped by Robertson. Robertson's got about 4 seats on them, and Sydney Sussex have just conceded. They were really under the pump there. But behind them, behind Sydney Sussex and Robertson, we have Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall combined, who have been obstructed by Robertson and Sydney Sussex. Sydney Sussex left their concession too late. And this has led to a bit of a pile-up. There's a jam on the can, you might say. And Queen has navigated their way through the pile-up. So I think that, judging from past records, Lucy Cavendish will be awarded a technical rollover. Now we're just seeing the tail end of the division come along. Claire and W2 are well in front of the chasing crew, and Corpus are bringing up the rear. So Corpus are now chasing Claire as Downing W2 bumped Wolfson W1 just 100 metres downstream from the bridge. Downing managed to get on the inside of Wolfson, and from there it was very difficult coming around the corner to straighten up onto the ditch. Fine, what can you see?
Well, I think we're going to go straight up to Drew because I think a lot of the boats have gone past them. There was a very tense battle going on between Selwyn and Maudlin. Drew, can you see anything?
I'm a little bit further up than normal because I expected for W2 to be a bit more action on the long reach. I am looking around the corner right now. I cannot see any action, any boats come past yet. Maybe Maudlin have bumped Selwyn. I don't have any information on that yet, but I'll get back to you when I can, Juan.
Yeah, well... Do give us the update on that, because that definitely looked like a very tight pass. Just as they were coming around grass, they were
back there, Drew.
Bumps, and we're going to go back to Drew.
Okay, so I think Selwyn and Maudlin have bumped, and also the Murray Edwards boat has just conceded to... Is that Fitz? Yes, I believe that is Fitz. And I can see Trinity Hall coming by right now as well. So that's just to confirm, I'm pretty sure that Maudlin have bumped Selwyn. Fitzwilliam have bumped Murray Edwards, and Trinity Hall are rowing past right now.
Yeah, you can flip back to Shem if you want.
So back to Juan if you want.
Yeah, thanks, Drew. Yeah, so back here at Grassy, there's not actually a lot going on. We've got Queen coming past.
Yeah, one.
Claire, who have I think, been bumped by Wilson. I think that's Shem confirming that earlier. And other than that, not a lot else going on. I mean, Shem, do you see anything that hasn't been said yet?
Yeah, slightly mixed scenes down here. Sydney Sussex obviously distraught the leg or pump before they could even get around the first post. Robertson, of course, elated that they managed to catch them. But following up behind them, which was Lucy Kepka and Hugh Hall, really starting to push it. because the Sydney competition far too late. They got jammed up right behind them and weren't able to get through. So Queen rode past Lucy Cavendish, but I believe that Lucy Cavendish will be given the technical rollover. And then further down the track, down the bottom of the division, again, just to reiterate, at Wolfson W1, bumped by Downing W2. So a very good performance from the Downing second key. And that's about the wrap here. Back to you, Juan.
Yeah, thanks, Shem. I think we can call the division there, so we're going to go back.